Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From Decrypt Media, this is The Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Biden's budget, targeting crypto, Grayscale says it will go Will Smith on the SEC, and the EU is cracking down on unhosted wallets. That's coming up today on The Decrypt Daily. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, 2022. I got coffee from a listener yesterday. Jeff, he reached out about 2 weeks back and said, "Hey, I heard on the show that you like dark roast, French press coffee. I like that too. What kind of coffee does your girlfriend like?" And I said, "Light roast." He said, "I'm gonna send you some coffee from my favorite coffee roaster in California." And I was like, "Word?" And he's like, "Yeah, just hold up. Where can I send it to?" And so I sent him where he could send it. And yesterday the coffee arrived, a dark roast and a light roast from California. And I had that dark roast this morning. I can tell you right now, Jeff, that it was delicious. Absolutely delicious. And I am amped off that coffee. So thank you very much for sending that over. It was delicious. I'm going to consume that with pleasure. I don't know if they are going to get a new customer or not, but I might look at their website and see what they got. I was talking to a friend this morning. Actually, he's been on the show multiple times. I was talking to Paul McNeil, the crypto curator, this morning. And he said, "You know what? When you go on podcasts," I was on a podcast the other day and it just got published yesterday. So I listened to it and they're asking about Bitcoin and running for Congress and all these other things. By the way, if you guys don't remember, I am running for Congress still. We still don't have districts, but as of right now, I'm running in Ohio's 7th district. By the way, my donation link is in the show notes. We definitely could use some cash to help going forward with this campaign. So if you want to donate, please go to the show notes and click that link and send us some greenbacks so we can continue this campaign. But anyway, I was talking with Paul McNeil this morning, and he said, "You know what? You got to be talking about, or you should talk about the benefits that crypto has given people, you know, over the years." And you know what? I always talk about the tech. I always talk about the future. I always talk about innovation and regulation, but I never talk about the actual things good I've seen throughout my friends and close-knit group of crypto hodlers and investors and workers and creators and content creators and builders. I got a good friend who started with crypto a little bit after me. He kind of got in because I got in. And we were hodling and we bought, we sold, we build, we create in this space. And you know what? He paid off his house. He has money in the bank. He's hodling some expensive NFTs now. And he got the financial freedom to not work a full-time job. He spends most of his time at homes with his kids. His wife works as a travel nurse. And they have so much flexibility with their life, their time, their location. And it's all because of crypto. I have another friend who has stacked sats and has his retirement basically in a Roth IRA for his retirement. It's in crypto. As of right now, he's ahead of the game with his retirement savings because of crypto. And if it keeps going the way it's going, he's going to be very set. I know people who became millionaires that just 3 years ago were figuring out what were they going to do for work, what are they going to do, and now they are millionaires. I know people that have been creating content in this space and just love doing and working and building in this space, and it's because we're at the forefront of an emerging industry. I know people, I've known dozens of people who've reached out to me over the years, who even worked with me, talked to me, got mentored by me, or have just, you know, built themselves up by going through like either my network or different people to get out of their shitty jobs and now are working full time in the crypto space. And yeah, they're going to work, they're doing a 9-to-5 or they're doing their whatever kind of hours they're doing, but they're working in an industry that they believe in and something that they really have passion about, not just some job that they got and got stuck into and got in a rut and start raising kids. But now they're working in an industry that they believe in, that's growing, that's vibrant, that has energy, that has potential, that has future. And you know what? I don't talk about that enough, and I'm sorry. Anyway, I just thought I would share some of that with you because there are stories out there. A lot of people who have been working in the space that have been creating, building, hodling, trading, you know, and honestly, I don't like to talk about money. I don't talk about like the get rich quick sort of thing. The everybody, if you invest now, you're going to be rich in the future, because I don't know if that's true. But I do know that there's careers out there. I do know that this is an emerging industry. I do know that innovation is happening. And I do know that you still can get in at the ground level, because this has only just begun. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And I'm recording this at 11:03 Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Bitcoin is sitting at $47,776, up 0.5% in 24. Ethereum is at $3,444, up 1.8% in 24. Binance Coin is at $438, pretty much even from yesterday. And USDC is at number 5, rounding out the top 10. We have XRP, Cardano, Luna, which is up almost 13% in 24 at $107, Solana, and Avalanche. Total market cap, we're at 2.16 trillion, a BTC dominance of 42.0, an ETH dominance of 19.2. That's up 0.5% in 24. And now it's time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is Frax Share. Frax, F-R-A-X, ticker FXS, ranked number 167 on CoinMarketCap. Its price is $21.61, up 0.6% in 24. Market cap is $350.3 million. Fully diluted market cap is $2.1 billion. We see that there's only probably about, and they don't tell me on the screen, but it looks as though it's only around 14-15% in circulation. The all-time high for Frax was 3 months ago at $42.65. It's down 50% since then. Its all-time low was 9 months ago. Wow. It's up 1,300% since then. Its all-time low was $1.52. You can get on Uniswap, Binance, Shitcoin Mecca, KuCoin, and that's about it. So what does this Frax share do? The Frax protocol is one of the first fractional algorithmic stablecoin systems. Frax is an open source, permissionless, and entirely on-chain, currently implemented on Ethereum with possible cross-chain implementations in the future. The end goal of the Frax protocol is to provide a highly scalable, decentralized algorithmic money in place of fixed supply digital assets like Bitcoin. Ooh, shots fired. And that is Frax, number 167 on CoinMarketCap, ticker FXS. Moving into today's headlines, MAC Cosmetics is partnering with Consensus to release NFTs on the Ethereum sidechain Polygon that use art by the late Keith Haring to support HIV/AIDS impacted youth. The collection consists of 5,275 NFTs of three different types of price points and rarities. The Keith Haring red NFTs will cost $25 and up, and there will be 5,000 of them. The blue NFTs will cost $150 and up, and there'll be 250 of them. And the yellow NFTs will cost $1,000 each, and there'll be 25 of them. All three are animated illustrations that combine Haring's art style with MAC lipsticks. Using assets licensed by the Keith Haring Foundation, Keith Haring was an American artist who rose to fame during New York's graffiti art subculture in the 1980s. When he was diagnosed with HIV in 1987, he began creating art to spread awareness about the disease. He died in 1990. ZK Lend has just raised $5 million in a seed round with participation from Starkware and Three Arrows Capital, Alameda Research, MetaCartel DAO, Amber Group, Genesis Block Ventures, and others also joined the raise. With its latest funding at hand, ZK Lend will launch its permissionless lending product in Q3 of 2022. This retail-facing product is called Artemis and will let users earn interest on various cryptocurrencies. The first iteration will include stablecoins, Ethereum, and Bitcoin. Now, this next headline should piss you off a little bit, and I really want your opinion on this. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Ripple co-founder Chris Larson backs controversial campaign to change Bitcoin's code. Okay, so bear with me with this. Several environmental groups, including Greenpeace USA, Environmental Working Group, as well as local activist organizations, have formed a consortium to launch campaigns highlighting Bitcoin's environmental impact. The initiative, called Change the Code, Not the Climate, will see the consortium run advertisements in major media outlets such as New York Times, Politico, and The Wall Street Journal. The goal is to persuade the Bitcoin community to modify the network's existing code and remove proof of work. They want to move it to proof of stake, which of course is less power hungry. As we all know, Bitcoin uses a lot of energy, and they're, you know, it's compared to countries. And it uses power on the scale of, say, like Norway or Ukraine at 136 terawatt hours. Ethereum is proof of work, but it's moving to proof of stake, hopefully Q2 this year, maybe Q3. But that can see a reduction in energy consumption of like 99.9%. So, change the code, not the climate. Is it anti-Bitcoin? This is a Ripple co-founder, Chris Larson, going to be jumping on board with this. They're going to be running advertisements in major media markets to try to change the public perception of Bitcoin's proof-of-work algorithm. What do you think about this? I think you could tell my voice what I think about it. Let me know what you think. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. Terra Luna hit an all-time high. Why? It could be because the project's CEO and founder bought over $1 billion in Bitcoin since last January. The reason why they are particularly interested in Bitcoin is because that they believe that it is the strongest digital reserve asset. UST, or Terra's stablecoin, is going to be the first internet-native currency that implements the Bitcoin standard as part of its monetary policy. Unlike centralized stablecoins like USDT or Tether, Terra USD isn't backed by US dollars. Instead, it's tied to Luna, which means whenever somebody mints Terra USD, they must also burn Luna. According to Du Quan, the founder of Terra Luna, the Bitcoin reserve will help improve UST's ability to keep its dollar peg. Basically, they're buying Bitcoins to keep as reserve for their stablecoin, the Bitcoin standard. Yesterday, Joe Biden submitted his budget proposal for the 2023 fiscal year in a conjunction with the U.S. Treasury Department's revenue explanations. By the administration's estimate, the U.S. can gather roughly $11 billion in revenue over 10 years and nearly $5 billion next year alone by modernizing rules to apply to certain financial accounting and reporting practices to digital assets. The Biden administration projects $6.6 billion in revenue between 2023 and 2032 tax years from applying a mark-to-market rules to actively traded cryptocurrencies. Mark-to-market is a way of appraising the value of assets that takes into account current market conditions. So what does that mean? In short, it's a way of taxing unrealized capital gains, which means the taxpayer is on the hook if ETH goes from $3,000 to $4,000, even if she doesn't sell. Let me repeat that. If someone buys ETH for $3,000 and it goes up to $4,000 and it hits the end of the tax year, you might be liable for tax with this budget. I doubt this is going to pass. However, stay vigilant, folks. I don't know how people can actually propose these unethical taxing practices. This is so unethical. Stay vigilant. Grayscale thinking about going Will Smith on the SEC. Grayscale has been working for the better part of the year to convert its Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which has over $28.5 billion in assets under management, into a Bitcoin exchange traded fund or a spot ETF. However, the SEC has yet to approve any crypto-backed spot Bitcoin ETFs for American investors, with the agency set to make another decision on a Grayscale Bitcoin ETF by July 6. The CEO says it's considering suing the agency if the application is rejected. And he added, "It's not a matter of when, not a matter of if a spot Bitcoin ETF is approved. Now let's see if a Bitcoin spot ETF is approved. This is determination. This is bravery. Get it done, Grayscale. Get it done." And finally, the European Union is considering a regulatory approach that would crack down on cryptocurrencies' unhosted wallets, wallets that are held by a third-party intermediary, also as non-custodial wallets. Examples of non-custodial wallets include MetaMask, Wallet Connect, or any hardware wallets like Ledger or Trezor. The EU Commission has proposed text that would oblige crypto service providers to obtain personal information from customers. They said this: "In the case of a transfer of crypto assets from or to crypto asset wallets not held by a third party, known as an unhosted wallet, the crypto asset service provider or other obliged entity should obtain and retain the required originator and beneficiary information from their customer, whether originator or beneficiary. What's more, should the service provider note that the information is provided inaccurate, incomplete, or suspicious, it should assess it on a risk-sensitive basis whether to reject or suspend the transaction and whether to report the transaction to the relevant financial intelligence unit." Coinbase's chief policy officer tweeted, "Latest draft could significantly violate individual financial freedom. irreparably harm the crypto economy and stifle future innovation across the EU. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, and leave us a comment. And don't forget to click the link in the show notes to donate to Diemer for Congress, crypto advocates in Washington. Let's get this done. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.